go.
In your area, you're listening to my station.
Okay, so chatting to the Freemasons today. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Cool. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Russell.
And I'm James.
Very good. Thank you very much. Cool. So what are you working on at the moment then?
At the moment, we're actually in the middle of a Moby remix, but we've had quite a busy couple of months. We've just remixed the track we've got on the Kylie album called One.
Yep.
And we've been working with Beyonce's sister as well, Solange.
Solange knows. What's she been up to? What sort of stuff is she doing?
She's got a great voice.
Has she?
Very, very what we're into, very soulful.
So the big question is, who's the better singer?
They're both, believe it or not, they're both completely different.
Really?
Yeah,
in what way?
Styles. Just the vocal delivery, everything, and even the sound that they make. But they're both excellent singers.
Wicked. I heard today, actually, I think it's one of your new tracks, When You Touch Me, your 70s disco-y type track, which I'm loving. Tell me a bit about that.
We've got the wonderful vocals of Catherine Ellis on board. The track actually came about... I was listening to Bimbo Jones Records, which is another act she works with, and just loved the song and said to James, "Oh, this is, you know, just right up our street. Let's get her on the phone." So our record company got her on the phone, and we said to her, she said, "Have you got any backing tracks?" And we said, "No, not at the moment, but have you got any vocals that, you know, you could send over?" And she sent us over about half a dozen acapellas, and When You Touch Me was one of them, and that was how it was born.
It's awesome. It's got a really like retro 70s sort of soul feel to it, hasn't it?
Loving it.
Cool. So when you're not working hard, what's on your iPod? What do you listen to?
Ooh, we're always working hard.
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
How did I know you'd say that? what sort of thing are you into? Because some people, like, you know, if they work in house music, they'll always listen to house music. If they work in R&B, do you know what I mean? But some, you know, are a little bit different.
We both tend to listen across the board. One thing I've been doing, actually, is going back to an awful lot of the old soul albums. I've gotten found Marvin Gaye's What's Going On just recently.
Wicked. Loving that.
Going back to some of that, especially the late 70s stuff, it's great, especially now the summer's here as well.
Definitely. Talking of summer, you're at Dance Island on the 5th of July, aren't you?
Oh, wait.
Ely. Yes, you are. Do you know what? I knew I'd say that because I was going to say, what time are you on? Just to let everyone know. And I thought you'd say, I didn't even know we were playing that.
We never actually looked too far.
Do you know what?
It scares us.
It's the big festival that's down here. I think it's the first one that they've done. And they've got some massive, massive names that are going to be there. Obviously, you guys.
Brilliant.
Loads of DJs. There's loads of hype around here about it at the moment. Everyone's talking about it. So it looks like it's going to be a really good event. I'll like ring you a week before and let you know like you're playing.
What date? Was it
so
again?
You could come down 5th of July.
Have you got our set times?
I haven't. Do you know what? I was going to ask you that, and then I thought,
Do you want to be our manager?
I actually think we're on about 6:30 in the evening.
Are you?
Yeah, because it's a Saturday one, isn't it?
It is a Saturday, yes.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the one with Axwell on, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're on about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Nice one. It's looking like a
good lineup. Because it's sort of nice. The sun's still out, and that's perfect time for us.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be some nice weather.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Be a bit of a result, wouldn't it?
Kiss Breakfast with Stuart Grant.
Yeah, this is what I was looking for.
This is Kiss.
Here we go. Kiss. In your area, you're listening to my station.
Kiss. True or false? Freemasons are named after a pub.
True.
One of you has got six toes.
False.
One of you wearing Fats and Small.
True.
Which one?
Both of us.
No. I was the and.
All right, I see. So you're trying to trip me up now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Which one of you?
It's your first interview. Both of us.
No. I'm guessing
it was Russell Small, but that's just, you know, that's me.
That's just you're just
putting it out there
and
just, you know.
Yeah, just plucking it from obscurity.
Stabbing the dark.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. How was that? Did you sort of enjoy that? And
it was a great time. So we had a lot of success. And
Cassie can't remember half of it.
Aww.
We keep on going to
Fats and Small.
No. Well, you had so much fun. We go to these clubs in Europe and things like that. They said, "I'm sure I've played here." And the promoter picks us up and goes, "I remember you, and you were Fats and Small."
And I go, and I look with a blank stare because they were called the Lost Years. Well, they are for me.
Aww.
Because I actually don't remember them a great deal.
So nice to be remembered, though.
It was all a bit of a haze, to be honest with you.
Definitely.
It was my younger, more drunken days.
So, like, what do you do then if you go into a club and someone's like, "Oh, I remember when you played here before," blah, blah, blah?
I go, "All right, mate, how are you? Good to see
you." Do you play along with it for a bit, or?
I try and remember. Sometimes it does come to me.
Will you be watching Big Brother this year?
No,
I won't.
No.
No?
No.
Not at
apart
all?
Apart from, I've seen the paper today, apart from the nude scenes.
Dirty boys. Do you know what? I will be watching it every day, so I can ring you for daily updates if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. That, yeah? We'd love it.
Do you want me to do that?
Send me a text.
I will do. What was the last film you both saw at the cinema?
What's the name? Daniel Day-Lewis.
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be
and
Blood.
To be honest, there was. I don't feel like going back to the cinema. It depressed me so much.
Really?
Yeah. Why can't they do a nicer film? Like There Might Be Cake.
We should go and see Sex and the City. I've seen it twice now. We should go. Let's just go next week. Sex and the City is an awesome
an
film. Yeah, let's do it. It's an awesome film.
Right, okay. It's a date.
Definitely, let's go. Okay, when was the last time you proper fell over? I don't mean just like tripped on the stairs, like proper fell over.
Oh, mine was years ago, about a year and a half ago. I was walking across a pedestrian crossing in Brighton and was looking at women, I think. I actually fell over and fell into a lamppost.
Oh, no.
I fell over actually with my, it was a few years ago with my manager Martin. We were at a gig and I came running down the stairs and ran into the glass door.
Into the
and
patio
I fell over back on my ass.
You just want some comedy sounds and don't you like doing?
Yeah. No, I didn't. There was a great big queue of people going through the door and
you
I just went
hurt,
into the glass.
You?
No, I was drunk.
God, you're always drunk.
Was is the word.
I see. You're on the straight and narrow now then.
Yeah, I've got my bottle of Evian.
1, 2, 3, 4. I would like to welcome
Kiss Breakfast with Stuart Grant.
In your area, you're listening to my station.
This question is my favourite. I thought of this today. I don't know whether you watch Friends a lot, but I wondered, if you got stung by a jellyfish, would you let the other one wee on you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. It's got to be done.
Absolutely.
And unless there wasn't no vinegar, you need vinegar, don't you? Really?
It's to neutralise it, isn't it?
It'd take too long looking for it if you go up the shop. And it'll be that question, malt vinegar or white wine?
Exactly. It's nice that you two are that close. You'd wee on each other if
neither of us had not eaten asparagus.
Yeah.
Why? What's the deal when you eat?
It gives an awful smell.
It's diuretic, really?
It makes your wee smell. Yeah,
does
eat
it?
Loads of asparagus and then go and have a wee.
Well, I've heard sugar puffs make your wee smell funny for boys.
They do, actually. Yes, they do.
They make your milk go brown. No, that's the other one. It's cocoa puffs.
Okay, what's your favourite takeaway?
Thai.
One that's open, basically.
Yeah. One
Indian,
that's easy to eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like them all.
Who would you rather kiss, Delia Smith or Gillian McKeith?
Who's Gillian McKeith?
You know that lady off that weird food programme, You Are What You Eat, with the funny accent,
I'll have a poke with Gillian.
You'll have a go with Gillian, yeah?
Yeah.
I checked out your MySpace today as well. You've got 25,165 fans.
Yes.
Get you. That's nearly as much as mine.
Is it?
Yeah, nearly.
How many hits have you had?
Millions. Millions of hits.
Have you added it as a friend to our MySpace?
I haven't. I'll do that. Do you know what? I'll do that tomorrow.
If you do that and I'll find out your full name and then I'll track you down and stalk you.
Yeah. So you've got 25,165 friends. Can you name them? Is it quite a personal, your MySpace? Do you know all your friends?
We know the top 10, I think.
Do you know the top 4?
Gans.
Yep.
Bailey Zook.
Yes.
Judy Zook, probably.
No.
And Amanda Wilson.
You've got loaded records. You haven't got Judy
Zook. Oh, loaded. Yeah, we should have our record company on there.
I reckon, because some of the guys at our record company have got our login, I reckon that
they move them around.
Do you reckon?
People keep propping up that we don't actually know
in our
top 20. Yeah, we go, how did he get there? Or how did she get there?
Do you know what? I'm going to hack into your MySpace and put me in there. Numero uno.
We'll put you in there.
Is that all right?
Get in contact tomorrow and I'll put you in there.
I've enjoyed it very, very much. Freemasons, a.k.a. Russell Small and James Wiltshire.
Kaz, thank you very much. And know that we'll talk to you again soon.
I'll see you at Dance Island.
Wicked. Yay. Look forward to it.
See you then.
Cheers, Kaz.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Ain't nobody like Stuart Grant.
Y'all know what it is.
This is Kiss.